But in the context of prophecy too, says someone, he did exactly the same, stating, "But prophesying is not for the unbelieving, but for those who believe. For the believer does not need to see a sign, but only requires teaching and questioning. So how then do you say," says he, "that prophecy is useful to both, when Paul states it's not for the unbelieving, but for those who believe?" If you analyze closely, you will understand what was said. For he didn't express, "Prophecy is not helpful for those not believing," but rather, "It's not a sign," similar to the tongue speaking, that is, merely being a sign without any benefit. Nor is the speaking tongue useful to believers at all, for its only purpose is to amaze and to confuse, the term sign being one of those that can be interpreted in two ways, just like when he states, "Show me a sign," and follows up with, "For good," and again, "I have become a wonder to many," or in other words, a sign.